You're listening to the audio production of Preaching That Connects, Using Journalistic Techniques to Add Impact by Mark Galley and Craig Brian Larson, published by Zondervan and read by Tom Parks. To Ernest Iden Bradley, who took a chance on an unexperienced young man, giving him his first opportunity to preach, Mark Galley. To Marvin Folks, who nurtured men as a preacher, and to Jim Hall, who taught me to study the Word, Brian Larson. Foreword. George McLeod of the Iona community related a conversation that he had with a Marxist who had never heard an explanation of basic Christianity. The man listened with wonder and surprise. Finally, he burst out, "You folk have got it. If only you knew you had it, and if only you knew how to say it." Knowing how to say it is not incidental to preaching. It is crucial. Today's would-be communicator speaks as a small voice in an alphabet of voices. The preacher contends with ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, ESPN, PBS, A&E, and MTV. Not only do modern ministers have to lift their voices above the crowd, but they compete with major leaguers highly skilled in going after an audience. Communication isn't what it used to be. Any effort to foist dull, tired, jargon-filled material on readers or listeners meets with irritation, or worse, disdain. Preachers address an audience that comes to church with clickers in their heads. In modern culture, people distinguish quickly between the interesting and the tedious. They scan the newspaper for stories that catch their minds. They flip through magazines and read the first sentence or the opening paragraph to decide whether it sounds interesting. They vote in the first 30 seconds whether to tune in or turn off the channel. Women sit in the congregation with thoughts half on the words and half on the tensions at the office. Men sit in the audience wishing they had a seat for the football game blacked out on local television. Teenagers sprawl in the pew, thinking about getting a driver's license and sorting out the prospects of what to do with their Sunday afternoon. All of them look up at the pastor, but that does not mean they are listening. That lonely figure in the pulpit may have what the folks in front of him need, but they won't listen unless he knows how to say it. Fortunately, he doesn't have to do it alone. The Holy Spirit stands there with him. What is more, God has given writers like Mark Galley and Brian Larson the gifts, experience, and insights for getting the message across effectively. In this book, Preaching That Connects, they share what they know with those of us who have something to say and want to say it well. They write simply and clearly. The pages are loaded with specific, geared-to-the-pulpit suggestions that can make the good news about Jesus sound more urgent than the evening news with Peter Jennings. Preaching That Connects takes only a couple of hours to read and gives a lifetime of benefit. Haddon Robinson. Preface. Preachers who have studied homiletics in seminary quickly find out, once in a church pulpit, that homiletical and hermeneutical precision does not necessarily make for captivating sermons. Some follow the rules, but bore their listeners. Meanwhile, they listen to the Chuck Swindolls of the world, covet the ability to communicate, but don't know how Swindoll and his kind do it. One answer we found lies in another discipline, journalism. Interesting, captivating communication is what journalism is all about. If pastors want to learn how to communicate, they will find many of the best lessons in the principles that guide engaging writers of both nonfiction and fiction. These lessons, as practiced by today's better preachers, make up the chapters of this book. Both of us were pastors and preachers, and both moved from there to work as editors for Leadership Journal. We've discovered that the more we've learned about writing, the better we've preached. Since journalism concerns itself with the art of communicating, our improved preaching makes sense.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?